Penguin Random House Audio presents In Order to Live, A North Korean Girl's Journey to Freedom by Yeonmi Park. Read for you by Lee-ju Kim. We tell ourselves stories in order to live. Joan Didion. Prologue. On the cold, black night of the 31st of March, 2007, my mother and I scrambled down the steep, rocky bank of the frozen Yalu River that divides North Korea and China. There were patrols above us and below, and guard posts 100 yards on either side of us, manned by soldiers ready to shoot anyone attempting to cross the border. We had no idea what would come next, but we are desperate to get to China, where there might be a chance to survive. I was 13 years old and weighed only 60 pounds. Just a week earlier, I had been in a hospital in my hometown of Haesan, along the Chinese border, suffering from a severe intestinal infection that the doctors had mistakenly diagnosed as appendicitis. I was still in terrible pain from the incision and was so weak I could barely walk. The young North Korean smuggler who was guiding us across the border insisted we had to go that night. He had paid some guards to look the other way, but he couldn't bribe all the soldiers in the area, so we had to be extremely cautious. I followed him in the darkness, but I was so unsteady that I had to scoot down the bank on my bottom, sending small avalanches of rocks crashing ahead of me. He turned and whispered angrily for me to stop making so much.